This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Kings of Leon. So it's Sarah and Vinny, but Sarah is out. She's sick today, so we're here live, still doing a show for you. And right now, as I teased you earlier, we have something for you. Metallica is going to be performing a special one-night-only performance with the San Francisco Symphony for the grand opening celebration at Chase Center on Friday, September 6th. What you're hearing right now is the first time they performed with the symphony. This happened in Berkeley 20 years ago, and the people behind the Chase Center decided to do something super special and very sort of Bay Area-centric as they put Metallica, Bay Area's own, and the San Francisco Symphony together for the grand opening. Right now, caller 97 at 800-400-FM-97 wins their way into the very first Chase Center show. Tickets go on sale this Friday, March 22nd at 10 a.m. At LiveNation.com. But your tickets are waiting if you're caller 97, 800-400-FM-97. I want to go to that show for sure.
Should go.
And, you know, as the Warriors finish their final season at Oracle, because we're headed to the playoffs now. I don't know how many games we have left, but we're headed that direction. Playoffs should be very soon. It's going to be neat to see them play in their new home.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be neat to... I haven't been yet. Bryn, you did the tour. You didn't go, did you?
I couldn't. My leg was all jacked up.
It's good you didn't go. Oh, you know, that's the phone line.
Sounds like it sounds dangerous.
Yeah,
it was a construction site, right?
It was a full-on construction site, like in the middle of it all.
And it still is. Look at this picture from the announcement yesterday. Up top, that yellow, that's unfinished.
Well, that looks remarkably, like, so far beyond what it was.
When you were there.
When we were there, it was, like, just, you could see all the studs.
Yeah, so it's clear.
No finishing there.
Right. There's like openings right here in the picture. So they're still not done, but they'll be ready in time for the first concerts. And again, that's Friday, September 6th. And then next season, that'll be the home of the Warriors.
Dang.
So let's see. With Sarah out, we're doing trash now with Yuzi.
This is a kind of a cute story. Are you familiar with Bear Grylls? You know who he is.
I am very familiar. I actually watched his show. Wait, let me make sure. This isn't some chef.
This is the survivalist guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get so many. Yes, I watched his show quite a bit. Whatever channel it was on, I watched it quite a bit. And then there was a scandal that kind of took him off his show. And the scandal was, am I ruining your story?
No, you're not. I'm trying to remember what the scandal was.
The scandal was that here he is presenting himself as someone who gets dropped off in the middle of nowhere with a knife and
matches or something.
Yeah. And a flint. And he survives out in the middle of nowhere, right? And he shows you how to survive, whether it's, you know, drinking your own urine or whatever. Like this, he does all this stuff where you're all, oh my God, the guy's gnarly.
He can survive.
He builds an igloo in the snow and stays alive. And then it turns out he was actually, look, they're making a TV show. He was staying in hotels. And then they'd go back out and film the scene, and then he'd go back to his hotel. Well, someone ratted him out. And I guess it took away the legitimacy, and it caused a scandal. And But he still continues to do a show elsewhere, and it's different, but it's...
So Netflix has a new show coming out next month called You Versus Wild, and this is starring survival expert Bear Grylls. It's going to be an interactive show where Bear goes on adventures and you get to make decisions for him.
Okay.
This is after the success of Bandersnatch, which I don't know what that is. It was on Netflix, and it's basically choose your own adventure. So they're trying this out and starring Bear Grylls.
I get the desire for interaction,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like finding the right mix is super critical
right.
for all of this, whether it be Instagram or and how to use that and when you've gone too far with it. Or and in this case, I don't think that it's – I do a show for me.
Right.
Let me watch.
Yeah.
I'll watch you do a show.
I'm
I don't want
to relax.
Right. I don't need you to ask me what you should do. You should just do a show and let me watch you do it.
So You Versus Wild, the show hits Netflix on April 10th if you are interested.
But there may be, they may have serious studies that say the younger set is super into it. Whether that's how, if they text or however they vote.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that there's a, they have.
Some line. And you know what? They're going to be making money off of those calls, right?
Something. They must have information that says this is, there will be people who want this.
Yes. This story, not so happy. Paris Jackson is being encouraged by people very close to her, of course, her family and friends, to go back to rehab. This comes
super
after following her alleged suicide attempt. The Jackson family is talking about obtaining a conservatorship over Paris. And they're saying that they believe she's spending an insane amount of money on her current boyfriend. So obviously they're concerned about that. She's 20 years old. I believe she's going to be 21 in a few weeks, if not sooner.
Yeah, April 3rd.
Yeah, okay.
I don't.
Everybody's just super worried about her.
I mean, I know that the Jackson fortune, mm-hmm. it would be hard to spend through it all.
I'm sure it could be done.
But it could be done.
Right.
For
I
sure.
Could do it.
Yeah.
I know.
Will
I
you accept this
it.
Challenge?
But I could see why a young person who didn't have to earn that money would be wasting it,
mm-hmm.
especially if they're on drugs.
Right.
I know that my friend, I don't know the details, but I know my friend Harry got a huge lump sum of money when we were still in high school. And I don't know if it's because his remaining parent, surviving parent mm-hmm. had passed mm-hmm. because he didn't have parents around. So he was the dude who had an apartment when we were still seniors. And he
Dang.
Got all this ridiculous decorations. Uh-huh. Like he was able to fully furnish the place. He had dough. But I'm pretty sure he was through that dough by 25.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because you can't hand money to kids.
Yeah.
Most kids.
Right. They need help. They're saying it was on Saturday or Sunday? I think it was Saturday where police were called to her house because she slit her wrist and she was taken to the hospital on a 5150 hold. And people are asking how come she wasn't fully admitted. And other sources are saying because Paris said her lawyers were coming to get her and then bring her to UCLA to that medical center. Seems like she just told them that and just split.
Well, and I don't know the laws behind all this, but it's one of the issues with home. You can't help people who don't want it.
Right.
Who refuse help. So if someone says no, there's a person going, you're not taking care of yourself. We need to jump in. But it's America.
America.
You can't force people to do stuff.
Hey, 206 says Bandersnatch. We were just talking about that Bear Grylls interactive TV show that's
yeah.
coming out on Netflix. Bandersnatch was a Black Mirror episode. Choose your own adventure style.
Oh, so it's based on that.
I guess so.
Okay. Look, I like Bear Grylls. I thought he did. It was fun to watch him do stuff. And everybody sort of, it's one of those things where you see it and you go, you know what I need? A knife. Because he can do everything with a knife.
Yes.
Everything. Like he has this one knife and he's able to survive with it. And he turns a stick into something and
mm-hmm.
hunts with
mm-hmm.
it. And you just go, if I had a knife, I think I'd be okay. Like no matter what happens. And I have a knife because of that show.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I got a knife because of that show.
That's just darling. Bless your heart.
Meanwhile, he was like, cut. Hey, my crew, can you guys help me out real quick?
Get me a dead animal.
I was thinking, I caught myself again.
Can somebody cook this for me? This is disgusting.
He really, he probably sold a lot of knives. I can't be the only one that saw him do his thing and went, I need a knife. Doesn't your husband keep knives?
Oh, we must have 50 knives of all kinds and sizes.
And he carries one probably with him everywhere?
Yeah, he carries one. I think he keeps one in each car. I keep one.
On your person?
Yeah. Well, on my keychain. Ooh, see, Bryn's got one. Look
see?
At how big that is.
Let me see yours.
This is Anita's.
Do you have yours on you, Bryn?
It's Anita's.
Yeah, I actually just
I took it when I picked it
what
up.
What kind of knife is that?
I went for a walk.
Oh, this is the one that one of our listeners gave us.
Yes.
Oh, that's neat.
Oh, is it engraved?
Yes.
It is.
Oh, shucks. Is Engrave this? Us, I think it's what it's called, the company. They're really nice people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Francisco.
Yeah, guess with a knife you can get away with anything.
Anyway,
so Bear Bear Grylls, that's out
right
there. I wanted to follow up on this story, the whole cheating admissions scandal. Just a few bullet points here.
Did you see that someone from Cal got caught? Is that what you're about to tell us?
No, but I saw that over the weekend, I think. A father who had got his two sons in, one to Cal, and I think one at another university that I can't remember.
Yeah, it was. That's it.
I'm like, oh, man,
so
that dude. You know,
this
of course
dude
all
got
the cameras
caught up
are
in
on
it, right.
him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are, of course, the main celebs in this scandal, but feds are considering cutting plea deals, but it depends on who's going to drop the dime first. Someone is.
Hmm. Well...
And it looks like Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo, have just hired lawyers who worked in the Department of Justice prosecuting Enron executives. So you know these people are high-powered, right? A lot of money.
The problem for Lori Loughlin is that she had a position that no one gets. She was the face of what channel? What channel did she
Hallmark
work?
Channel.
Hallmark. She mm-hmm. was on, what, three different shows?
Yeah.
On Hallmark,
mm-hmm.
she, I don't know how many actresses would line up for what she had going.
Yeah.
And it's gone. They fired her from everything.
Everything.
That,
and her daughter from all her endorsements.
She can't. Well, right. And it's Lori's fault. She paid the money to the school and you know, was behind all that. So she has to face the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And that's her reality. But that sucks, man. Those acting isn't something you can go apply for and get. It's like it's so hard to get into that business. And she was in. She had,
all
she was
the way
a
in.
Working actress
yep.
making bank in doing what she loved. And mm-hmm. she's never going to get to do that again now.
Well, we have short memories, don't we?
I don't know. Do we?
Sometimes.
I mean, isn't Hallmark sort of the above it all? Aren't
the,
they?
The feel good channel.
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
I think that's.
Yeah. They definitely don't.
Her
what
fans,
a scandal going on.
Her fans are disappointed in her.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
You know, Charlie Sheen's fans, they're not disappointed
like,
in him ever.
We knew what was coming there.
An all new low, yes!
But Lori Loughlin and her husband are actually saying that now we know who our true friends are because everybody's distancing themselves from them. You know, no one wants to be a part of the scandal.
Oh.
And you know, you let your friends in your job. That's so sad.
All right.
I'm going to just leave you with this one. It's hardly a story, but it's so cute. Jennifer Garner is jokingly telling Christy Teigen to stay in her own lane. I guess Jen Garner started noticing her nanny was liking all Christy Teigen's posts.
Mm.
And so Jen made a post of her own to, let me see, where is that post? It said something to the effect of, don't even think about it, either one of you. You know, it's hard to find a good nanny. So she's trying to be like, you stay in your own lane. She's my nanny.
The nanny's flirting with Chrissy Teigen,
yes.
And it's not acceptable.
Correct.
She put a stop to it.
She did.
I can. You know what? I just told Bryn. So we have she's not newborn anymore. She's 7 months old,
mm-hmm.
our baby. And we're getting through it. Doing a much better job this time than we did last
Good.
Time in terms of sort of staying sane
mm-hmm.
and staying a healthy, happy couple and being good to each other while we're also good to her. Dude, all the stuff's going much better. But she just texted me and said, Edie can start with our daycare lady on June 4th. And I was like, yeah! Yeah!
Yes! Get that baby out of hell.
No, it's not that. It's just we need help. We need good help, too. This lady is the lady who helped us with our first kid. And we're just like, yeah! Yes! Shame on me!
That is so great, though.
So, yes, we're both like, okay, 2 months.
Yeah.
Because she won't take the kid when they're too young.
Sure.
So,
why would she?
We finally got our date.
Nice.
And we're looking at the light at the end of the tunnel.
Uh-huh.
And I think we're going to make it.
Freedom!
Freedom! Freedom!
Yes! Anyway, you may have noticed if you tuned in the last 10 minutes or so that Sarah's voice is not here. It's because her voice is at home with her, with the rest of her.
Yes.
Apparently, she's taken sick, and we're hoping she'll be back tomorrow. But news on that to come.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also news right after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Taylor Swift and Zayn. What's that song called?
I don't want to live forever.
I don't want to live forever.
Why?
Everyone. Sarah's out, everyone. So we're without. Actually, we're down 2 people right now, but we're here and we're live and we're going to do a little news for you. And then
we're local, Vin.
An important concert announcement regarding Outside Lands just after 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, we'll all be back here at full strength tomorrow. Yuzi made the muscle sign.
I made the muscle sign.
But
like,
you're
we're
slightly
be stronger.
Are you diminished right now?
No, I'm great, man.
You're okay.
Oh, tell the truth for once, Yuzi.
I'm
come
awesome.
On.
You still want a boot? Oh, no.
No, it kind of went away.
All right. I hope that's true.
Yeah.
Right. I have one of these to say.
Yeah.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru A Lot to Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. So, here's the information I want to start off with. This Thursday
actually, we thought it was Thursday, and we looked it up, and it's actually Wednesday, Vinny. Wednesday,
so tomorrow
March 20th.
Is the first day of spring.
Yes, it says March 20th, 2019 at 5:58 p.m. Oh, that's Eastern time.
So does that.
It'll bring us the first day of spring.
Don't do it. Don't start doing numbers.
That's 2:58, right?
That's nonsense. Yeah, I don't want to know. It doesn't matter. We're coming up on spring.
Mm-hmm.
It's, for me, my favorite time of year is fall and winter, so we're just leaving my favorites and heading into... But... Spring begins, and we're going to have rain.
Yeah.
So clouds are increasing starting today, and there'll be rain tomorrow. It's not going to be like we've been seeing, but we'll have rain. And there's even some rain in the long-term forecast as well. Not the big stuff, but it's still rain nonetheless.
Sunny for the weekend, I heard on KCBS this morning.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Yeah.
Yeah?
So rain tomorrow. Clearing a little bit Thursday, rain again Friday, clear through the weekend, and then some rain in next week as well. Nothing major, but still not dry. Mm-hmm. And not that sunny stuff that, man, it seemed like everybody was headed for summer. Like you already had that vibe.
Uh-huh.
The sun's out at 70-something degrees.
Beautiful.
And I'm butt white and getting burned. March Madness begins this week as well, so you'll notice a lot of your people calling in. No, there's no chance that Sarah's into basketball.
No, that was my original thought. And I don't know, Hooman, is he into basketball?
No chance. 2019 Game Developers Conference is also on right now here in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think we'll talk to Scott tomorrow because he's going today.
Oh, okay, good.
So we'll hear some announcements that he gets.
I'd love to hear the details on this Google announcement. Google has always been, in my opinion, super successful and one of those great businesses that I like most of their products, but mm-hmm. they also launch stuff that just seems to just turd right before your eyes. You just go, wow. The Wave was one of those. Google Wave didn't seem to happen. And Google, there was another.
Plus? Was it Google Plus?
Google Plus also didn't happen. Anyway, this new thing for gaming, they're all in. They're hoping to become one of the biggies. And I'd love to hear what that is and how it's going to work. So if we can, we'll talk to Scott Budman tomorrow. Let me see. What else do I have?
Oh, man. Watch out for the traffic, too, here in the city.
Oh, right. Well, there's always something. Hey, I wanted to ask you guys, because before I get to some stories, there's a show on Netflix called Sinners. Sinner? Have you seen it?
No. You said Netflix?
I think it's on Netflix, yeah.
I don't have Netflix.
What?
She got rid of it.
You got rid of it?
When it was first out. John and I never used it, and so, you know, John, whatever it is, it was $10. John's not trying to waste $10 a month.
What do we got
he
this
said, we're
for?
Not using it, we're getting rid of it.
This is the guy with five cars.
That's true, Vinny.
All right. Well, anyway. And 20 knives, right?
More
knives than that. Anyway, Sinner is something I watched. I watched season 2 first, accidentally. Not accidentally, but that's where my chick was in it. So I just started with her on season 2. I just went back to season 1, and it's pretty good. So I don't know if you're looking for something to watch, but
is
I started.
Is it called The Sinner?
Maybe.
The Sinner,
it's
yes.
Starring, this is terrible that I can't think of her name, but she's married to Justin Timberlake.
Jessica Biel.
Her.
So it's Bill Pullman, Jessica Biel.
Yes.
Are the principal actors.
In the first season, which I didn't, she's not in the second season.
Oh.
She's just a producer of the second season. It's her show.
It's on the USA Network.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wow, really? Because it's, okay, well, it's heavy.
Oh.
It's
I was going to ask if they cursed on there.
No, but there's a scene on the beach in this first episode where Jessica Biel does something and you're just going, what just happened?
Ooh.
It's really intense. So if you're looking for something to watch, I just thought I'd mention it. And I'm not getting any backup here.
I haven't watched it, no, but I've been on my own Netflix tear. I've been watching something called Working Moms.
What's that?
You know what? You would love it.
You're laughing at yourself right now.
I am laughing because it sounds like a show about working moms. It's new parenting, and it's like kind of like my life and yours as well. I think you and the missus would love
Working Moms.
Working without a G, Working Moms. It's so good. It's so good. I watched like 5 episodes the other day because I was just got addicted to it. It's great.
5 episodes straight?
Well, they're like 20-something minutes.
Oh, all right.
Show.
But it's, so is it like a sitcom?
Yeah.
I don't recognize any of the names of the cast. Catherine Reitman, Danielle Kine.
Yeah, Catherine Reitman, she directs it as well.
Oh,
but she's
okay.
The main character in it. And it's just so good.
I wonder
good.
If she's married to or related to Jason Reitman. Or Ivan Reitman. They're a Hollywood family for sure.
Right.
Well, there's material there.
Oh, her father is Ivan Reitman.
Okay.
Brother Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. I'll watch that. I know that, like, just last night, the missus, so she's working from home, but she works through most of the day. Then she's with us for most, like, dinner and all that. And then she goes back to the computer, and me and my daughter are drawing, making pictures, and doing stuff on the floor while mom is at the desk going. She's back at work, getting after it. And it's just, I don't even know how she's working with all the noise we're making. And then I've taken this picture and I'm trying to fling it to her desk. and I'm missing, and me and my daughter are laughing so hard we can't make this thing fly through the room. And she's just
working away,
plugging away like this is my life. Yeah. These two clowns right. on the floor.
You know, but I bet inside she's smiling.
I don't know.
So grateful for you guys.
Sure, right.
A couple texts here. It's now streaming on Netflix too. Vincent the Sinner.
Oh, okay.
The Sinner, and then.
Hey, if you know the Sinner one, tell me why did she do that to that guy on the beach?
Someone is saying the Sinner is so slow. Does it ever pick up?
Dude, the first episode, she does something to some guy, and you're all. He didn't even look at you. What's wrong with you? I'd love to know what. Well, maybe I shouldn't ask.
Did she murder him?
Like she's cutting an apple for her kid, and just gets up and goes whack.
Oh. Oh my god!
And you're like, what? That.
415 says I had a hard time getting through the first season of Sinner. So heavy and so intense.
It's too. I'm telling you. I'm like, what did that guy do to her? It might be too much for you. Certainly, it's pretty.
Maybe not watch it before I go to bed.
A recent poll found the average person can get away with not remembering 5 things a day because technology does it for them. And more than a third of us feel like we don't have to remember anything anymore. I don't believe that. I remember all my passwords. And that's hard. I have to lock those in.
Yeah.
And I've had to change them more times than I just had to change them all when that person broke into my car.
Right.
I changed everything. And that takes some brain power.
Absolutely. I can't remember anybody's phone number, though.
People's phone numbers are on the list of things we're allowed to forget because of technology, and I agree with you.
And
I couldn't call for help.
I get so worried. Exactly. Who would I call?
You know John's number.
I don't. Am I just stupid?
You don't?
No. Do you guys know your people's numbers?
Yeah,
you know
do.
Your person?
I know
oh,
my
she
mom,
doesn't
my
know.
Dad,
Jen
my brother.
Doesn't know.
My brother.
I think I could call. Yeah, I'd be able to get a hold of enough
I had
people.
To write John's number in my date book that I carry around. So just in case, you know, my phone wasn't around, I could still call him.
But okay, here's an example. We're all business partners. All of us.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't call Sarah now.
I couldn't call
to save my life.
Any
if
of
I
guys.
Needed Sarah, I could be like, I'd be better off paging her through this microphone than trying to start dialing.
Right.
I have no idea.
Everybody's emails here.
Well,
sure.
That's easy.
Right.
Technology has allowed us to forget passwords, people's phone numbers, how to spell. I'm okay, but there's no doubt that I will look stuff up.
Yeah, once in a while there's an easy word and I second guess myself. Mm-hmm. And how do you spell that?
How to write.
Yep.
Especially for young people. And how to do basic math.
Well.
Our own phone number just missed the top 5 in 6th place. Come on. You know your own number, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, I know my own number, too. That's ridiculous.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
A few more things. People's addresses. Sure. I don't know anybody's address.
No.
I couldn't send
I guess
something to
I
my
know
mom
where they
without
live.
Looking it up. Birthdays. Directions.
Well, we have Facebook for birthdays.
And, that's it. Technology has just allowed us to. But I also would say, back to Google, they've allowed me to find the answers to every curiosity I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of them, and I look stuff up all day, every day.
Yep.
Anytime something crosses my mind, I can see why someone would go, eh. But I feel like, okay, I need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
I need to answer that question.
I may
question.
Not remember it, but at least I looked it up that one time.
Right. At one point in my life. The population of Ireland.
Need to know. You better say so.
I told you guys a story. I want to say it was last week. A guy found himself trapped in his truck with his dog.
Mm-hmm.
They'd gotten snowed in. He couldn't get himself out, so he decided to. He tried to walk his way out and realized that wasn't going to happen. So he went back to his truck, stayed in there. And he lasted, I want to say, 4 or maybe even 5 days.
Yeah.
Eating snow for or drinking snow mm-hmm. or melted snow and like a couple packs of Taco Bell hot sauce.
Yeah.
And they, for his troubles, for all the pub they get that he gave them, I think they gave him a year of free food.
Not just the taco.
No,
sauces.
not the free taco sauces.
Everybody gets free taco sauces.
So that was 2 weeks ago, the story about the guy in Oregon who was stranded in the snow for 5 days. Here's another Taco Bell life-saving story. A 77-year-old guy and his wife were leaving a Taco Bell in Winter Haven, Florida on Saturday. I guess that's... they say it's halfway between Orlando and Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
He accidentally put his car in drive instead of reversed and crashed into the Taco Bell dining room.
Oh, no.
I hope they pull that man's license, because clearly he's not okay to drive.
Yeah.
But the car plowed through a pillar outside and then through a window and right where a guy was seating. The reason he's okay is that he'd gotten up to get more hot sauce. They say another life saved.
Lucky.
From Taco Bell hot sauce.
Yay, Taco Bell.
The car ended up 10 feet inside the building, but no one was hurt.
Lucky. So lucky. Not even the passenger?
Nope. Everybody's okay. Our phone number is 800-400. You know what? We should have taken some calls this time.
Oh.
Call us.
It's okay. We'll do it next time. But I really should have done that at the beginning, not the end. Der. 800-400-3697. That's our text number and our phone number. 415 wants you to know it's Chrissy, not Christy. Use
oh,
that.
Did I say Christy?
I don't
Chrissy
know.
Teigen. Sorry.
Chrissy Teigen.
Kiss.
Maybe it sounded like
is
that.
Trying to steal Jen Gardner's nanny. Right. And Jen's not having it.
Uh-huh.
That's important.
Absolutely.
As I noted, the daycare that's coming for our kid in 2 months is so important. My late husband gave me this cute Spyderco knife. Good for cutting avocados.
Oh.
I have no MacGyver skills, though. But if you watch Bear Grylls, you would have some. And then you'd even probably say, I need to upgrade this knife.
Fake skills, maybe.
Uh-oh.
He can do stuff.
Someone just texted in. He was in Special Forces.
Yeah, he can do stuff.
Yeah.
It's just that they're doing a TV show, and so people felt like he should have to really do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's a TV show. You're trying to film a scene, and then the scene's done. What do you think the crew's going to be all, okay, Bear, we'll be back in the morning.
We're going into our tent, our cave.
Have a good one.
We'll drop you off at the Four Seasons.
And so when that news broke, everyone thought he was a fraud. But the truth is that he can do the stuff. Bear Grylls has his own line of survival equipment, including knives, says 408. I'm not surprised. I swear to you, I bought a knife. Because I watched that show. He was selling knives. Mm. Not because he's like, you should get a knife. He's just all, this thing
this
can
is
do
the best
everything.
Kind. Yeah.
Right. He did everything with it. I don't know why that's so funny to you. Have they announced when the tickets for Metallica and the SF Symphony at the new arena go on sale? Yes, that is on
Friday.
This Friday, March 22nd. 10 a.m. at livenation.com. Did we get a winner?
Yes, we did. From earlier this morning, the Metallica, we did.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to break. We'll be back to read a few texts to you guys, and maybe we can take a couple calls. We'll see what happens after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.